Good morning. Every 4th of July, we take special pride in the first generation of Americans, the men and women who waged a desperate fight to overcome tyranny and live in freedom. Centuries later, it is hard to imagine the Revolutionary War coming out any other way. Yet victory is far from certain and came at great cost. 6 years passed from the fighting at Concord Bridge to the victory at Yorktown. 6 years of struggle and hardship for American patriots. By their courage and perseverance, the colonies became a country. That land of 13 states and fewer than 4 million people grew and prospered. And today, all who live in tyranny and all who yearn for freedom place their hopes in the United States of America. For more than 2 centuries, Americans have been called to serve and sacrifice for the ideals of our founding. And the men and women of our military have never failed us. They have left many monuments along the way: an undivided Union, a liberated Europe, the rise of democracy in Asia, and the fall of an evil empire. Millions across the world are free today because of the unselfish courage of America's veterans. The current generation of our military is meeting the threats of a new era and fighting new battles in the war on terror. People in every branch of the service and thousands of Guard and Reserve members called to active duty have carried out their missions with all the skill and honor we expect of them. This nation is grateful to our men and women in uniform. On this 4th of July weekend, we also remember the brave Americans we've lost in Afghanistan and Iraq. We honor each one for their courage and sacrifice. We think of the families who miss them so much. And we are thankful that this nation produces such fine men and women who are willing to defend us all. At this hour, many are still serving, sacrificing, and facing danger in distant places. Many military families are still separated. Our people in uniform do not have easy duty, and much depends on their success. Without America's active involvement in the world, the ambitions of tyrants would go unopposed, and millions would live at the mercy of terrorists. With America's active involvement in the world, tyrants have learned to fear, and terrorists are on the run. This nation is acting to defend our security, yet our mission in the world is broader. The Declaration of Independence holds a promise for all mankind. Because Americans believe that freedom is an unalienable right, we value the freedom of every nation. Because we are committed to the God-given worth of every life, we work for human dignity in every land. We protect our friends and raise up former enemies to be our friends. We bring food and disaster relief to the nations of the world in times of crisis. And in Africa, where I will go next week, the United States of America is leading the effort to fight AIDS and save millions of lives with the healing power of medicine. Just as our enemies are coming to know the strong will of America, people across this earth are seeing the good and generous heart of America. As citizens of this good nation, we can be proud of our heritage and confident in our future. The ideals of July 4, 1776 still speak to all humanity, and the revolution declared that day goes on. As we celebrate our independence in 2003, we still place our trust in divine providence. We still pledge our lives and honor to freedom's defense, and we will always believe that freedom is the hope and the future of every land. May God continue to bless the United States of America. Thank you for listening.